My joke is that I am Brad Pitt when I'm at Costco because, you know, any place that has families, you know,
Soccer
they'll
moms,
total soccer moms.
Welcome to It's a Hawaii Thing. I'm Lanai, and that's Brooke Lee. We have a very special guest today. We're both excited to have on.
Excited.
I mean, we're always excited to have our guests,
super
but this one
though.
Is very exciting. He's an Emmy Award-winning actor, director, and producer. The past, I think it's 25 years, he played Alan on Sesame Street. He took over Mr. Hooper's store, but he's done all kinds of things in the acting world. Curb Your Enthusiasm, 30 Rock, City on the Hill, The Late Show, The Tonight Show. He just directed something. We'll have to ask him about it. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Alan Muraoka.
Hi.
How are you, Alan?
Hey, everyone. Hi. Good, Lanai.
Nice to
Hi,
see
Brooke.
You.
How are you? How are you both?
Good.
You did a total Sesame Street high. Hi, everyone.
Listen, 25 years. That's
it's
in my
ingrained.
DNA now.
It's ingrained.
So I have to do, yeah.
It's
yeah.
ingrained.
I love it. Yeah. Congratulations, man. Are you the first Asian to be on Sesame Street, to be a host? No?
I am not the first Asian on the show. I'm the longest running
the
Asian
longest
on
running.
The show.
Oh, you win.
You win.
Yeah.
You win.
Because
right?
I think the first Asian was Oscar the Grouch. He was Korean. Yeah.
Nope.
Right? Absolutely.
I was angry.
Nope.
Yeah. So you know, one of my biggest questions, because I've never met anyone who's worked on Sesame Street. Obviously, if you're an actor or a celebrity, the goal is to get on, or if you get on Sesame Street, you know you made it, right? Mm-hmm. How is it when you first started? Because you're dealing with puppets, obviously. Oh, look at the cats.
You're dealing with a cat fight. Here.
You're dealing with puppets. And then you got all these things going on below you. Is it a distraction? Was it difficult?
It's actually, you know, it is like anything. The very first time you do it, you are so fascinated by, you know, by the manipulation of the Muppeteers because they are so facile and talented. So I think the first couple of takes, I probably was watching them.
Yeah.
But you get used to it really quickly. And I pretty much early on I was like, okay, I can do this. And you know who doesn't get thrown by it? Our kids.
Yeah.
Really?
If we have a kid on set, they once that Muppet goes on and starts manipulating and acting, the
Focus.
Kid just focuses right on the Muppet. So it's always
That's
the
so
adults.
Weird.
Who
That's
wants it. To want to watch the machinations of it.
That's
yeah.
so cool. I know you do Broadway and stuff as well, and I got to see Avenue Q. And that's one when I first saw it, I thought this has to be the way Sesame Street works. Is it similar?
Well,
I mean, it's similar.
Not the show, but how you work physically.
I mean, listen, almost all of those puppeteers were Sesame Street Muppeteers. The difference between Avenue Q and Sesame Street are that in Avenue Q, they exposed the puppeteers so you could see the puppeteers for the whole show.
Right.
And they swear.
As an audience member.
Yeah. Well, right. I just meant physically
and
how they
and
do
they
it.
Swear.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of like and adult stuff. Yeah.
So I've never seen a behind the scenes Sesame Street show done. Are the puppeteers standing up fully and you guys are the set is the same length as them or are they sitting down?
So that's a really good question. So most of the time they are on the floor. And we are like either standing or sitting, so they have to come down to meet us.
I see.
But there are times when the show that I directed on Wednesday, the set is then built up, so they don't have to go on the ground. They just have to stand and manipulate. So they're standing, and we're on platforms. We're raised about 2 or 3 feet off the ground, so it looks like we're on the ground,
right?
But we are not. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because when you're in Hooper's store or when you're in a real set, like on Sesame Street, it's very difficult for them to have to raise everything. So everyone has to go down to another level because that set's iconic. It's iconic.
Why did they name it Sesame Street, Alan?
Way back in the day, they were just trying to come up with a name. They knew they wanted it to be some sort of neighborhood. And for some reason, Sesame just... It's like there was no magic reason why somebody just said, hey, how about Sesame Street? And they thought it sounded interesting and inviting. So that's how the name came about.
I wish I had a better story. I can't imagine it named anything else. You know what I mean?
It's one of those things, literally. No one knew what it was when it was. Right. And then when it became what it became, it just was lightning in a bottle.
Alan, we got to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We're talking Sesame Street today. Yay. It's a Hawaii thing. We'll be right back.
For all your money needs, Hawaiian Financial Federal Credit Union is here for you. Visit hifico.com. Bringing you what matters, viewers can receive the Star Advertiser Digital Full Access subscription for $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHAITHING.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. You got Lanai Brooke and Alan Muraoka. He plays Alan. That's so cool. You get to use your name, too, and you run Mr. Hooper's store on Sesame Street. Now, we were talking earlier. Sorry, go ahead.
No, there is a story about my name if you want to.
Yes, I want to know. Yes, story. Please tell us. How did you get to use your name?
So back in 1997, I think 97 or 98, when I got on the show, I had a meeting with the writers. And my name on all scripts was like TBD at the time. And so I met them and I said, listen, you know, if in TV right now, back in the 90s, whenever there was an Asian American on TV, whether they were completely assimilated or not, they had to have some sort of exotic name, like, you know, Toshi or, you know, and just because like the audience wasn't smart enough to realize that they were Asian or something. So I said, please don't call me Toshi. And so, I got to keep my own name because of that. But the writers got me back my first season. I had a hamster in one episode, and they named the hamster Yoshi. So they got the name in there.
Cool. Now, when you're in the airport and you're walking around New York, do the kids recognize you?
You know what's funny? It's mostly adults, because a lot of adults watch with their kids, or it's adults who were younger back in the day and now sort of.
Yeah, it's been 20
so
years.
My joke is that I'm Brad Pitt when I'm at Costco, because, you know, any place that has families, you know,
soccer moms,
total soccer moms.
So, yeah.
And they, you can tell right away when they know, and it's always so lovely and so respectful. They just want to tell me how much they enjoy the show and how much it means to them. But like sometimes their kids who are like two, you know, suddenly like they're shoving the kid's face, in my face, and the kids are like,
oh, I don't know you. Know, right. What's happening?
I don't like total stranger danger. Yeah, because there's that separation. The kids kind of. Like to the TV is a real place, but it's not where they are. Right. So when I'm there in real life, I think it's a little like it takes them a while.
Yeah.
What's the Sesame Street schedule like? Like how many are you shooting the guys a bunch of shows in a week?
Yeah. So we started this week. Like I said, we started season 54. We'll shoot all the 54. Way through the end of March.
Wait a minute, Alan.
Let that sink in.
Yeah, how many episodes? Tell everybody how many episodes that is in one season.
So we do 26 episodes a season now because they, you know, with budget cuts and stuff.
We're
they
on
want
HBO.
To cut it down.
Yeah, right. They're on HBO.
You know, it's just the business of show business. And they said, we want to cut it down to less shows. And then the writer said, okay, so what letter do you want us to cut? so that's why we do 26 episodes. So we shoot for 3 months out of the year. We shoot 5 days a week, and it's pretty intense when we're in the season. And but then I have a lot of other time.
Yeah,
and
well, but you're intense. You go and I see you everywhere. Like you're an ambassador for when the show wraps. You're still out
you're promoting Sesame Street.
Everywhere. Right. You're at the Emmys. Yeah. You're at the museums. You're nonstop. This guy
is any of your scenes improv?
No, most of them are scripted. We are allowed to try things, and then if they like it, they keep it. But for the most part, we do have a bunch of talented writers who script our material.
Do you have any Sesame Street questions?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm just.
You'd really?
I'm
Are you
like
in awe?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, I grew up. Cause I grew up watching it.
Yeah, me too.
And my
yeah.
son grew up watching
I
it.
I learned a lot of stuff from Sesame Street.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. we all did. Absolutely. But I learned mostly Spanish, actually, living in Hawaii.
Agua. Absolutely. I earned agua Segrado, and leche. Leche.
I mean, yeah. like, yeah. I live in Hawaii. That's as exotic as it got for us. Here, yeah. we're like, what is this language? Yeah. Who knew anything about this?
Who was the most fun celebrity you got to work with on the set, or who did you enjoy that was there?
Wow. Everybody's been
well,
there, bro.
Right. They're all so great. Like,
but who stuck? Well, so I'm gonna let you think right. about it, and that you think about who stuck out the most okay. for you. Because I know Bruno Mars just did Sesame Street, right, a couple years ago. Anyway, we're gonna take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Hawaii thing.
See Dr. Oda at HEC Medical Clinic Honolulu Specialists in laser weight loss. You can see the change, losing 1 to 2 inches instantly. Long's Drugs is always here for Hawaii, providing your family with local favorites, accessible health and wellness services to keep you safe and healthy. Make Long's a part of your day.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. You got Lanai, Brooke, and Alan Moraoka. From Sesame Street. He runs Mr. Hooper store. Before we took the break, I asked you who did you enjoy celebrity wise that was on Sesame Street, or is there any story you can share with us that you always will remember?
So this was a few years ago, I think about 12 years ago. Jimmy Fallon came to guest star on our show.
I love Fallon.
Yeah. And he did this character called Wild Nature Survival Guy.
I remember this.
And so, you know, just he's just like, he's this Animal Planet-esque kind of guy, like, you know, like Steve Irwin, like, you know, yeah. adventure seeker. And, you know, not very good at what he does. But he was so nice, and he loved being on the show so much. But talking between scenes, and he said, yeah, you know what, I'm going to go do this talk show thing. I don't know if it's going to work out or not. I don't know if I'm going to be any good at it. And I was like, oh, it's going to be great. And like, jumped 12 years.
Right.
And
of course, tonight show. Still at it.
And he's killing it. Yeah.
Right.
But he's been on, we do the Macy's Parade every year.
Yeah.
We have
yeah.
a float. So he's guest starred on our float. Aww. So he's a big lover of our show. And he's got kids now, too, who yeah. love the show as well. I would say him. And then we just had... Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, really?
Right? And some of this you can see on YouTube right now if you Google it. But unbeknownst to everyone, he's such a Muppet fan that really? He right. was giddy. He was so giddy when he was on set and just and loved every moment of being there. So yeah, all of our fans, when they come on the show, they're on the you know, they're all, no matter yeah. what we've heard.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. People are on their best behavior.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that new movie with Eddie Murphy that came out, and Julia Dreyfus. I say her name wrong all the time.
Louise Dreyfus.
There's a video going around when she was on Sesame Street about the only celebrity who swore at the puppets. Did you see that video going around?
No, I didn't
it's
see
so
that.
It's so funny.
She swore? Yeah. No, it's got to be a joke.
It was a take. No, it was like she screwed up her lines right. and then she did it again and then she's like, ah, oh, this, you know, oh, the kind of thing.
Okay, we're bleeping that really, yeah. really, on TV now.
It was really funny though. But I reminded me I of it. Samuel L. Jackson because he swears the best in the world, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. So. But on his best behavior. Swear words to be had.
Not
yeah.
a right. single snakes on the
of
plane.
Course.
Nope, not going to happen.
Now, the reason I asked if you did any improv while you were doing scenes is you did Curb Your Enthusiasm, didn't you?
And so I trained in improv. When I was, you know, going to school and younger, and I absolutely loved it. I did improv a lot. They had me improv when I auditioned for the show.
And
the reason they did was because with kids and with Muppets, you just never know what's going to really come out of their mouths. And right. so you just have to be prepped for that. Yeah. And so, you know, you probably know, but there is this rule of never negate. So when you're in improv, you take whatever the person gives you and you say yes. And so the very first, one of my final callbacks, I was doing a scene with one of the Muppeteers. Telly Monster was his name, who was, I call him the John, he's like John Lovitz, because he's always a little nervous and angsty. And so I wanted to make him a sandwich. So the very first thing I say to him is, "Hey, Telly, can I make you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?" In the auditions, and they're filming it. And he says, "No." And I was like, "Wait a minute, you are not following the rules." And so literally, like, sweat beating down my face, and I get out of it. And on the way out, I realized, oh, they did that on purpose. Because they wanted to see me get myself out of a situation that would possibly be hard. That's awesome. I did. And I got the gig. So cool.
How does that feel like when you get the call from Sesame Street? Like, does Big Bird call you? Who calls you? Like, who calls you? And it's like, is it Oscar? Is he like, hey, you're on?
Well, I have an agent. And so my agent feels all my things. And so my agent is the one who actually said, "Hey, you got the gig."
We gotta take a quick little break. Alan, don't go anywhere. So exciting. Talking about Sesame Street. It's a Hawaii thing. We'll be right back.
Pacific Spray Wash is Oahu's number one trusted exterior cleaning service. We deliver a spotless job for all your pressure washing, roof cleaning, house washing, and solar panel cleaning. Bringing you what matters. Viewers can receive the Star Advertiser digital full access subscription for $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHAITHING.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. I'm Lanai, that's Brooke, and we have Alan hanging out with us. He runs Mr. Hooper's store on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
We're talking about Curb Your Enthusiasm and your what you can do in improv.
So wait, now when you're off from Sesame Street, are you cleared and able to then go pursue other work?
Yes. So I'm a theater director as well. And so I travel across the country and do productions. I direct productions of both musicals and plays. Mm-hmm. And then I can do TV, commercials, all of that stuff. So does it
need to be run through Sesame Street first? Like, you can't do, like, you're gonna be a psycho murderer in the next series of Megan, or like, you can't do certain things.
I have to sort of run it through my own sort of filter. Morality
filter,
and then I will not accept things that I think that they might have a problem with.
Yeah.
But back in the day, hi kids, when I first got on the show, I had a beer commercial that was running simultaneously to when I got on the show. And so ultimately they couldn't do anything about that because I got that gig before I got Sesame.
Right.
But like Curb Your Enthusiasm was one of the scariest auditions I ever
tell everybody. I wanted you to tell everybody who don't watch it, what is it about and how is it ran? Because it's so amazing.
Okay. So, Larry goes to a Japanese restaurant and gets takeout. And when he gets home, he takes out his miso soup and it spills all over him. And so he's angry at the manager because it wasn't sealed properly. So he goes back and he tells the manager, and the manager says, "I'm sorry." And he's Japanese. So he gives them a little bow of contrition. And Larry's not satisfied with that. He doesn't think the bow is low enough. And so I'm a Japanese tourist in Central Park, and he runs into me and he asks me if I thought that was a legit bow. And I said, "No, you got a bow." It actually trended in the Urban Dictionary.
But basically what they're doing is you don't have a script. They give you the scene. Right.
Right. So they knew they wanted that phrase in there. And so I thought that Larry was going to say it, but they kind of liked what I was doing. And so the director came at me and said, "No, you tell him he got it out." So, but I have to tell you, that audition, it was the scariest audition that I have ever done.
I bet.
But once I got my first laugh, you know how it is, Lanai. Yeah. Once you get that first laugh, it's like, you know, it feeds you.
Yes.
And so I knew I got the gig as I was walking out, because like I knew I had them.
You were already on Sesame Street though at this point, or no?
I was on Sesame Street at the time. Yeah.
Now, I
have to go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say I saw legit character actors and comic actors coming out of that saying, "Oh God, I'm going to throw up," because when you go in the room, it normally it's a casting person or an assistant. Larry David improvs with you at your first audition.
Wow.
And Jeff Garland, like all of that team, is sitting in the room with you as you're auditioning.
Wow.
And so, like the sweat level was hot, like DEFCON 5.
High
so
pressure.
Hot. Yeah. High pressure. Yeah.
Oh.
And do they give you the scene or what you're going to do ahead of time, or are you?
They literally give you a little piece of paper that has two sentences on it. So it says,
that's
you're
awesome.
In Central Park. Larry is going to ask you about.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's all you get.
And that's all you get.
See, we've talked about this show a couple of times. And if you're doing that show, it's like the adult. If you can get on that show, it's like you got on Sesame Street on the adult side for comics. You know what I mean?
Or for improvisers.
Right.
For improvisers.
Yeah. If you're asked to do that, you're good. Anyway, Alan, we'd love to talk to you some more. So we're going to talk to you on the extended version
YouTube.
Of the show.
We're going to YouTube.
So you guys can go into our YouTube channel.
Okay, this is going
to
take a second.
And subscribe to the channel. Hit the subscribe button so you know when we have
new
shows. Yeah, you've
not
answered,
Emmy version. Swag,
you've answered
swag.
All the questions correctly today. You won, so we got some nice parting gifts for you.
So, okay, this is contractually obligated. So Lanai has these, like, you know, things
car
for his car
refresheners. For
your in New York,
or
you're out
your
of the
bathroom.
Car. Just hang it in your house.
Yeah.
So these are from Lanai.
So good.
But
so good.
Many Hootie Mac is sending you their newest box of sample of macadamia nut candies. All the different flavors coming to you in New York.
Go to the shirts because we're running out of time.
From ADT's.
But this is the best one.
You have special shirts because I know that Alan from Hooper's loves to rock the Aloha shirts. We got you special Aloha shirts from ADT's.
We hope you can wear them.
So if you can wear them on Sesame Street,
subscribe to the
so
show.
Happy.
Alan, thank you so much for doing what you do and educating the kids and the world.
Things are coming to
Make sure you check out Alan on Sesame Street. Yay. We'll see you guys next time. Ahui
we're
ho.
We're going to YouTube.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing, the extended version. If you haven't subscribed to the channel, please hit the subscription bell. For those of you listening to us on Spotify, Apple, and all your other platforms, mahalo for joining us. We have Alan here. From Sesame Street, Alan Moraoka.
He gets chips too.
He runs Mr. Hooper's store, and he's been talking. We've been talking about Sesame Street and improv and stuff like that. Brooke,
when are you coming to Hawaii? This is the question of the day.
Wait, that's going to be your second part of this question.
Okay.
The first part of the question is: can you wear those Aloha shirts on your show? Do you get to pick your wardrobe?
I cannot contractually wear those on this show. All of my shirts are designed for me by a costume designer.
But you could wear them in appearances.
I could totally wear them in appearance. I will rock a Hawaii shirt.
Yes.
Now here's the second part of the question. Why did they choose Aloha shirts for you? Is there a reason? Have you been to Hawaii?
No. So that was part of my in talking with them about the character. Normally, like at Hooper Store, all of the other Hoopers wore an apron and all that stuff. And I was like, look. So one of my past things was I actually went to cooking school. I went to pastry school. So
nice.
I knew what they did in a kitchen. And normally it would just, they would be in whites, but they would always have a towel draped over their arms to clean, to sort of prep, a prep towel. And so I was like, I'd rather do sort of like a regular short sleeve shirt and then always have a prep towel when I'm at the store. And so that's what happened. And so it kind of morphed into these, they're not real, I wouldn't call them Aloha shirts, but they are pattern shirts and they try to find the craziest
patterns.
So I once had, like 5 seasons ago, I had a shirt that had apples on it, and then when you scratch the apple, it smelled like apple.
Wow. So the design team has a lot of time on their hands.
I had a scratch and sniff shirt. Wow. But they make each of those shirts for me by hand. So
that's
yeah,
so crazy.
It's great.
I have some more production questions for you. Where in New York is Sesame Street, and is it all these different sets built out on a soundstage? How does it work?
Yeah. So we shoot at a place called Kaufman Story Studios out in Queens. So when the show started, they did shoot up in Manhattan, up in the Harlem area, and which is kind of where the fictional Sesame Street, you know, was placed.
The brownstones.
Back in the day. So that's where we film now. And yeah, it's great.
Is that pre? So other, is that since HBO took it over? Did they move you guys? Was children's?
No, we moved.
Oh, you were there before.
Much before that, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, and you. So your store is already built, and it's its own set.
Yeah, and stays in storage until we come out. Yeah, yeah.
That is so awesome.
Oh, can I tell you a quick story about one of my shirts? So I was just at the Smithsonian doing a panel a couple months ago. And they have this exhibit in the American History Museum that has some rotating Sesame Street stuff. And the guy who I did the panel with, who runs that section, says, "Hey, do you have any Alan shirts that you want to donate?" And so I just shipped off like 5 shirts to them. So fingers crossed, one of my shirts is going to be in the Smithsonian.
It will 100% be in the Smithsonian.
So I'm saying it here, so I manifest it. So, yeah.
I mean, that's an institution.
I'm manifesting right now. We get a Alan in a photo or something in your shirt here. We're here. We'll put it behind Brooke for our wall.
That's totally going to happen, number one. And then number two, can I tell you how sad I am that I was like, oh, I'm doing a Hawaii podcast and I'm not actually in Hawaii?
I know.
That makes me so sad.
Have you been here?
Amy Hill. So, yeah, we've had a lot of people on the show. Yeah. A lot of people.
Oh, we lost them again.
New York. What's up with New York?
Maybe it's the rain here.
No, I don't think it's us. Hawaiian Tail has us covered.
There we go.
It's New York. It's the rats.
All right. It's not going to happen again, I promise.
No worries. It's okay.
It's the cats. It's our damn cats.
We have good editors. We have a great editor.
It's the cats.
So we're good.
Thank you, editor.
Cody, okay. She's here right now.
Wait, so you haven't come to Hawaii, have you? You've been to Hawaii, though.
So my mom was born on the Big Island, Hilo side in Mountain View. And nice. I had a bunch of, one of my favorite aunties lived on School Street in Oahu, in Honolulu.
No way.
So, Alan, are you Kama'aina? You're Kama'aina? Who knew this? Why
crazy.
Are you not in the children's museum here in Hawaii? Yeah.
I know. I let's manifest that.
We're
going
to make that happen.
Oh, we lost him again.
I had no idea he had ties to Hawaii.
I didn't know either.
Why is that not in his bio?
He didn't put it in his bio. I'm looking at it.
We're going to make this a thing. We're making this a thing.
Okay.
Mountain View.
Mountain View. And okay, here's the craziest thing. I just had my Wi-Fi upgraded and somebody came in and now it's crappier than ever.
It's all screwed up.
That's why.
So one of those kids who went to Hawaii like every couple of years when I was growing up.
Oh, nice.
Because I had family and we would all like, you know, just hang out with my family. On their, you know, on their lanai, and it was so much fun. Yeah.
So well, next time you come in the studio. Next
but you haven't been on that. Any. You haven't been that. On any of the Hawaii shows yet. Did you do Magnum and
no,
the
no.
first times? Do you go out for any of them? Looking at you, Brent on Bay. Have you been offered anything? NCISs? Anything?
Like I said, it's like I need a reason to get out there. So,
wow.
And because you're shooting 3 months and then you're off for what? Are you shooting 2 seasons or 3 seasons a year?
Just one season a year.
So you have plenty of time.
Well, but I think that they shoot when they shoot here is what it is probably. There's no
Magnum's
overlap.
Been kind of
but you know what isn't
place.
a good overlap, though? I don't know. HBO might not be happy with it. Doogie shoots on the off.
Oh, yeah. Well, Magnum's kind of been all over the place,
Doogie
too.
Kamealoha, you look very much like a thoracic surgeon.
Yes, you do.
If Amy Hill can play a neurologist, I believe you can be a compatriot of hers and Ronnie Chang's.
Yeah.
And have a little board meeting here in Hawaii on a lanai somewhere.
I love that idea.
So Doogie shoots on the off because I know like Vanessa Lachey them said that I think NCI wraps in March. So they run in the same sort of cyclical cycle.
You better call your agent after this.
Doogie
Kamealoha.
Come out here.
Doogie.
You could be best friends with Jason
Doogie.
Scott Lee. You guys could make Shea Vice together.
You know, there's a lot of Muraokas out here.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sure you're related to
more
than just two.
100%.
Yeah.
And on my mom's side, it was Asato. Inoue and
Asato.
Oh,
gosh. There's so many Inoues and Asato. I have so many friends.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah. So wait, where did you go to high school and grow up?
in California, in the San Fernando Valley. So I went to a high school called James Monroe out in the Valley. The Vikings of the Valley, we were called.
That was by, remember Fast Times on Richmond High?
Yes.
That was that high school.
Absolutely.
So yes, oh my God. I know.
And so you were a Valley guy. This is 80s? Valley. You grew up in the 80s?
I was a Valley dude.
70s, 80s?
Puka
shell necklaces.
Wait, so because of Sesame Street, did you move to New York? Or did you?
No, because of Broadway.
Theater.
Broadway,
yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of why I wanted to be a New Yorker, because I wanted to do musical theater. Yeah. So I was able, like, I did 7 Broadway shows, lucky enough to do 7 Broadway shows. I did the lead in Miss Saigon.
Disney's Aladdin.
And the last thing was I played Iago in Aladdin, which was the greatest thing
ever. So that's
where
the connection is, because we're trying to get, he was Aladdin in the show, and that's how I connected with you through Facebook. So we're trying to get Terry on the show. Such a small world.
Wow, yeah, you've had such a great career so far. Is there anything that you haven't done that you'd like to do?
Actually,
maybe it's not television or movies. Is it anything else?
Isn't that funny? I'm pretty happy. Like I get to direct, I get to act in shows, and it's one of those things where I am famous but not famous. You know what I mean? Like I don't get hounded, but and everybody who does come up to me is so respectful and loving and just loves the show so much. So I feel very lucky that I get to do what I get to do.
Yeah,
so.
It's a sweet spot. It's very hard to cancel someone from Sesame Street. It's very difficult.
Right?
It happens. It happens,
it
but
happens.
Not that often.
It does happen.
Alan, tell me your favorite restaurant in New York.
Oh, wow. Okay, so right now, so my favorite restaurant I have two. So my favorite restaurant is a place called Decoy that serves Peking duck.
Oh.
And it's sort of an upscale Chinese place that does the best Peking duck ever. So that's one of them. The other one is a brand it's a Korean restaurant that's a Michelin starred Korean restaurant called Kochi, which is this tasting menu, and it's all everything is on skewers.
Oh, that's in Manhattan, isn't it?
It's in Manhattan.
Yes.
And it's so good.
I was supposed to go there.
I keep bringing people to it and they just fall in love. You know, it's, you know, I shouldn't say I keep going, because every time you go, you drop a little chunk of change. So I go on special occasions.
It's Michelin. It's Michelin.
It's a Michelin star, right.
I've heard about that. And what food do you like when you come to Hawaii? What's your thing that you got to get? You got to eat it at least once.
Plate lunch, baby. Plate lunch.
Such a local.
Leonard's Malasadas. And the stuffed one. There's stuffed
Cocoa
ones
Puffs.
Too.
Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, from Liliha Bakery.
Liliha Bakery.
Yeah. And then Shiv Ice, of course.
Wow. Of course, yeah.
You know how many little kids you are changing their worlds right now to know that Alan from Hooper's actually has a connection to Hawaii? Like,
hey,
that's
Alan,
the next level.
Alan, how often do you work with the writers? Do you get any input? Do you get to sit with them at all or never?
We usually have a writer's meeting where they'll talk to us about our characters and like we can pitch ideas.
Yeah.
Like a few years ago, we did a, what's it called? Iron Chef takeoff.
Oh, nice. Nice. Because I think you should pitch them during the summer shows. You should be selling shave ice in your store.
Oh, well, hey there.
And you give the educational background because shave ice is from Japan. It
That's
originated
true.
Before
oh
the
God.
Edo period, yeah.
All right.
Well, we lost him. This was a good pick, by the way.
You're welcome.
Thank you. They're all good picks, but I like
You're gonna
this
miss
one.
You, Cody. I'm looking in the camera for you.
Wait, before we continue, he needs to fix his earphones because they're bugging me.
Why?
They're not in right, and he can feel it too, because when you talk, the thing has to be down this way.
Okay, hold on. One more time.
No worries.
I want to get the shave ice thing.
We say
Hanaho.
Alan, I think your headphones are in. Put your headphone in.
Backwards?
No. Do they feel comfortable? Because this is your microphone too, that's why.
So where should they go?
Down.
Down, right?
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. Perfect.
They always fall out, though.
No worries.
I have the type of ears.
So we're talking about shave ice,
Right. So, if that happens, we're going to have a character named Lanai in it for you. How's that?
Yes.
Okay. This is my life.
You know what? You know what's funny is originally I was going to say a spam musubi because every kid in the world loves a spam musubi. Not everyone's making their own, well, either is shave ice. It's all sugar. But anyway, you could do a whole thing every other time. Like not just Hawaii, but we're selling this as our special today and they give the story and education behind it.
Oh, that's
be so awesome.
Okay.
I have my pitch. You ready for my pitch?
Go, let's hear yours.
Go,
I think you should bring on, there's this guy who just won the Eddie Aikau.
Oh, that's a good one.
He just won the Eddie Aikau surf contest. And I think he would be great for kids to meet because he's not a professional surfer. He's a lifeguard. So he literally was put on the list to, you have to qualify to be good enough ride these 30-foot waves. He asked for the time off. When he made it onto the list, took time off from work, got there, won over professional surfers who make lots of money, and then went back to work the next day to
saving
save people's lives.
No, he didn't go back to work the next day.
The same day, like an hour after he won. Wow. He was back saving people's lives on the beach.
Because the surf
that,
is so big.
That, I feel like, is a really great story for kids to know that you don't necessarily have to be like, you know, the guy that wins all of things all the time. Yeah. Sometimes you're just good at things and you're in the right place at the right time and your heart's in the right place and things happen.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I'd like to see Elmo on a surfboard. So that would be great.
There's
as well.
That. There's
right?
that. Make, I mean, it's been a while since Sesame Street hasn't traveled in a very long time. HBO, looking at you. They, every time they came to Hawaii, it was a rating smash.
That's right. That was just right.
You're
know. I'm thinking maybe it's time to get them together.
Alan, do you do the social media thing? Are you on like Instagram and Facebook?
Yeah.
Tell everybody what your social media handles are.
My Instagram is Alan at Hoopers, H-O-O-P-E-R-S.
Okay.
That's the name of my store. And then on Facebook, it's Alan Marocca, Alan at Hoopers. Alan from Sesame Street.
And it's Alan, A-L-A-N.
A-L-A-N, yes.
At Hoopers.
Muraoka. Good luck. Muraoka, M-U-R-A-O-K-A. That is butchered all the time. I know you guys.
Well, we're from Hawaii, so
it's
the Smiths of Hawaii.
Alan, follow me back. I'm going to send you some shave ice facts.
Oh, my goodness. He's a Kama'aina Hawaii. Get on this. Get your HBOs in order.
Oh, we lost him again.
Mau kau kau with this whole situation, Hawaii nei. Alan's is a Hawaii establishment. We have made it clear.
All right. I'm going to call. I have to call AT&T tomorrow.
AT&T.
It is Spectrum. You're right.
Spectrum.
Yeah.
You call them. It's okay. Alan, we really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule today and hanging with us. You are awesome.
So great.
Keep sharing your aloha through education, through Sesame Street, of course. You're like the perfect Mr. Hooper.
Shout out to
guy.
The Muraokas and Inoues.
Yeah.
All of them here in Hawaii. Yes.
Yes.
All the ohana.
And make sure you follow him. His Instagram is Alan at Hoopers, A-T-A-L-A-N.
And the Asatos. We didn't forget you guys.
Yeah. You know, Asatos making big noise right now with their sorbets. Oh, my gosh. You better go reconnect with
them. They're related.
They're related.
Right.
So, guarantee.
That's right.
But, hey, when you come back to Hawaii, let us know. We'd love to have you in the studio. All right. I want to come to New York and do they let you watch when you work in New York or is it close?
Not right now. They used to, but now because of COVID protocols,
Wait
a couple of years. Lanai. We'll
give them all my love. Give them all our love. Tell Oscar's my fave, obvi.
Okay.
But tell all of them we said hi. We love them all. Y'all are doing great.
Oh, shoot. Thank you guys so much for watching. His name is Alan, the Hooper story on Sesame Street. Go and watch your kids probably watch it if you didn't watch it. And make sure you subscribe to the channel. Thank you guys for watching. It's a Hawaii thing. We'll see you next time. A hui ho. It's a Hawaii thing. Whoa.